Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Wednesday, April 12th. I was going to say August. No. April 12th, 2023. 36 degrees, which is just over 2 degrees Celsius. 36 degrees? What the heck? 87% humidity. No big hair dude on the train this morning. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Weird night of sleep. I woke up convinced it was time to get up. I wasn't happy about it, but I was convinced it was time to get up. And it was like 2:30. Oh, okay. And for the rest of the night, I dove back into the same dream environment. And half hour, 45 minutes later, would wake up again, check the time. It's like, oh, okay. Go back to sleep. Same dream. I don't remember the dream in particular, but it was definitely in Portland or a Portland-esque environment, because there was definitely a river running through the middle of the city. But it was also very Victorian steampunky, which isn't really surprising. I've started watching Shadow and Bone again on Netflix. I'd let that lapse for a while, but recently got back into it again. God, that's a good series. Beautiful, incredible production values on that show. Solid characters, rich world building. Good story, all the stuffs. So no wonder that it was seeding my imagination. But I was definitely doing something, I don't know what, but all night long. It's like, huh? 3:30? Okay. 4:15? Okay. 5 o'clock? Okay. Which, I don't know, it's a little exhausting. But, oh well. Oh well. All the budded trees have started to lose their buds, lose the petals of the various pretties that are on them, which is always kind of sad. It's like the day after Christmas, you know? It's like for a few days you had this lovely spray of color and brightness after long months of dreary gray and cold, and then they drop off and the trees be about the business of being trees. But it's like, I like the pretty. I like the bloom. And, you know, there's summer blooms, but with trees, it's pretty much springtime. Although I do remember a tree that was prevalent in Tennessee that was just beautiful all through the summer. the mimosa tree had these exotic, almost alien pink tendril blooms that would pop off of them. And they're just gorgeous. I'm gonna say very exotic, very strange. So, yeah. Morning.
Morning.
Powell's. So yesterday, I was blathering about something that was bothering me. And ultimately it comes down to, and Allie actually put this very succinctly, the difference between reaction and response. It really kind of nailed it for me. In that, in any given situation, we can either, once you're aware of it, it becomes a choice. But we either react instinctively based on our programming, our fears, our internal composition, whatever it is, or we can respond, which is a more thoughtful assessment of the situation, weighing of circumstances, and a rational, more rational anyway, response to that. To that circumstance, whatever it was. And I tend to react. I don't respond. I've never been good at thinking on my feet. Improv is one thing. Spontaneous creativity or whatever, yeah, sure. But in matters of emotion, I'm not real good at responding. I'm really good at reacting. And honestly, I need to get better at responding. And again, I am struck by, certainly in the context of Allie and Muse, but also in the larger poly community that I've been interacting with, this commitment to understanding and I'm not wording well this morning, but understanding your inner terrain, your motivations, being able to respond rather than react, to be aware of what your trauma responses are, and being able to assess your own reactions and monitor them and make a conscious choice that's usually a little healthier than just a trauma reaction. And Allie and Muse both are really good at this. And it's nice to have a template or an example of what life is like when you don't respond emotionally to things or react emotionally to things. And it's definitely something to work for, but holy crap. When I'm confronted with the work that needs to be done, I really need to find me a therapist. I need to hit the poly Facebook group and get a recommendation, get a referral. A lot of stuff I need to process. Feeling a little overwhelmed, honestly, right now in that regard. That's part of who I am, is that strong emotional base, that, you know, all in fierce emotional engagement. But as has been observed by several folk, morning. That tends to be a bonfire that can go out, or at least not sustain. It's not sustainable. And it's a choice. It's a lifestyle. I can continue along that route, and it's served me up to this point for the most part. But cultivating a more sustainable approach or environment in my own head, probably not a bad idea. And it's one step at a time. It's one thing at a time. It takes time. And honestly, sometimes I feel like I don't have time. Or like I'm coming late to the game and I need to catch up. And that's not productive either. Because that just fosters the whole FOMO ideology, which is a fear-based response, reaction. And fear is rarely a good thing to base a choice on. I mean, it can be. It can work, but I think in the long run, if you can, you got two choices. You got love and fear. Every choice we make is grounded in one of those two things. And, you know, love and fear have many different facets. Anger is just fear with the volume turned up. So, I much prefer to choose out of love. So, and I'm well past Jameson Square, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this walk up for a Wednesday, hump day, the center of the teeter-totter as we shift our intentional weight from going uphill in the week to downhill into the weekend, if that's the way it is, actually. That's a perspective that maybe could be shifted as well. Regardless, it's a transition of some kind, an energetic shift. So, you can ride that all kinds of different directions. I hope you have a lovely Wednesday. I hope your responses are thoughtful. I hope you got a good night's sleep. I hope you just have a really good day. You can always fall back on Brother Zig's guidance as well. Despite everything, create new perspectives in yourself or in others. You know, we all have that unique view of things, and when you share those, you end up creating new opportunities for people. And for yourself. And if you pair that with loving fearlessly, that's a potent combo. Because then there's some joy in there as well. And some excitement. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.